So this is coming into our, is it our third full day retreat? I seem to be a bit lost in time. Hopefully you are too. That's a good sign. And I'll guide a meditation now. And I have an image coming to my mind of a general feeling of this group, a bit like we've broken through the ice and we can have a sauna now. So just really settling in to the posture that's good for you right now. Feeling where there's adjustments needed, a little few micro shifts, little adaptation of your cushion or something, or your blanket. Feeling intuitively where your hands want to be, facing up, facing down, or some other way, some other place on your body. And just feeling into your body, like for alignment, for centeredness. On a physical plane, like are your shoulders kind of balanced at the same height? Or maybe if they need adjusting, just dropping into that, widening the shoulders. The same with your spine. Like starting right at the bottom of your spine and with awareness just coming up your spine to the very top of your head. Feeling into whether your spine is like in the center of your body or is it more to one side. And maybe there can be a slight centering there. Frontwards and backwards. We need to push back a little with our back or go forwards a bit to be right centered in the middle between our hips, whether we're seated or lying down or standing. Our elbows hanging loosely at the sides. Is there enough space between your arms and your torso? Some airflow there. Down to your hands. Feeling for that balanced. Like you're like a mobile, you know, those things we hang. So our limbs are hanging off us, off our skeletal frame. Tied together with some ligaments, some sinews, some muscles. All of this kind of wobbly and flexible framework of bones. And often our posture just needs that little gentle opening of the shoulders from behind, as if someone was putting a very soft palm of their hand in the middle of the top of our back to open the shoulders there a little bit. And dropping our chin a bit towards the chest in the front, so there's not some stress there or strain of our neck. And inviting you into feeling the softness around your eyes. The lids gently closing over your eyes, maybe not completely closed. Just to feel that softness there. And the lips not tightly together. Just that slight soft touch there, the bottom and top. And sitting a bit further down into this posture, finding its poise, its kind of elegant balance, where it's easy and comfortable and at ease. And also awake. That is a bit like the way a cat sits up and curls its tail around it. That kind of alert, awake, comfortable posture. Even if you're lying down, you can have this intention for this. And coming in connection now with your breath, coming into your body, and following it so gently, so we're not hooking onto it, we're not sticking like glue onto our breath, but just gently following it, almost like your breath is a flying carpet and you're holding on at the back as it flies along. Something very easy. Flow. So not so much meditating on the breath, but with the breath. And the effect of your breath coming into your body, how that is, how that is for the posture. Really allowing your breath to be as it wants to be. So if it wants to breathe in quickly one time and slow the next, we're not trying to control our breath. Do something special, just allowing it to come in and out as it wants, and just following that movement. almost like curious to see what it wants to do next or how it wants to be next. So just noticing that when you come to the end of the in-breath, sometimes there's a small pause and then the breath goes out again. Just feeling that whole body feeling. More breath coming in, coming out. It's the only thing that can happen at the end of the in-breath is that we need to breathe the air out. And then we need if we follow it too tightly, it can make us tense. But there can be a lightness to this, where we're really just allowing it to do its thing, and our body is just feeling the effects, the sensations of that, with the rising of the ribs, and the breath coming into the lower body, and whatever comes for you, however your body is. Receiving this. just sitting a bit further down into the weightiness of your body. Solidity. Feeling of a solid body on a solid ground with its flexibility. Like we're not like stone statues or something. We're full of living cells, alive. Every part of us breathing. We could open out now to a wider awareness from this place, establishing mindfulness in your body. Just opening out to a broad, wide awareness. The listening that's kind of larger than our ears, larger than our hearing faculty. Like a listening that hears all and drinks in awareness, the outside impressions and also inside the temperature in our body, the fluids, the heartbeat, the big wings of our lungs breathing, our skin. Alive, receptive, inside and out. Our lightness, our heaviness, our densities, denseness of our bones, and the airiness also, the space. Sensuousness. Of an organic, sensuous human body. And if there's some kind of softness and some ease that you feel in a place in your body or in your whole body feeling, just allowing yourself some lingering with that, some giving yourself to that sensation, like sitting in that easefulness. Even if it's just a whisper, it's faint. It's not a big thing you can jump into, but something you just get a little bit, a whiff of, just a little smell of somewhere. Just follow that on the wind. And even if it's not only ease there, we can just tend towards what's easeful, because our habit is to often go towards what's difficult, or our attention goes to where there's pain. Acknowledge that, where there's a tightness in the body, a contractedness. But also go, what else is there? Where is there easefulness? So choosing towards the more pleasant. To sit there, to reside there, to enjoy that easefulness. Of a sensuous, soft human body. just permitting ourselves to sink into this without immediately needing to go back to any sort of intensities, or am I doing it right, putting any pressure on ourselves, just like allowing ourselves to have no pressure. Sit back for a bit into this natural softness in our bodies. This place of sanctuary, in a sense. If we get pulled out, that's okay. Just gently come back. The breath coming into the body. Gentle movement of back and face. The lips touching the tongue and your mouth. Or your bottom on the seat. Or the feeling of the warmth of your eyes. Sensitivity of the skin. Not. It may not be that there is an useful place all over, but there's got to be somewhere in your body that there's a place where it's, you can tap in, touch in with usefulness. There's some sort of sensual softness, sensuous, that comes from having this body that's so vibrant, cells and air and water, that's warm, that's strong. Just to become a bit more familiar with usefulness. Just because our habit is to go towards the not easy sometimes for some people. So we can grow, cultivate the habit of going towards the easefulness as a sanctuary, as a safe place to go. To get to know it more. So that it's easy to find what we need. When we need to find the caring for ourselves, the loving kindness, the metta, the compassion. Just seeing if you can kind of remember this location in your body, your whole body feeling of easefulness, so that we can return there when we need to, or later in the day to meditate there. Almost like storing the memory. Nobody's.